Gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 398. I am your host, Cheapy D, here in New York, New York. And of course, as always, we are joined by a man who's here to announce his new VR headset, Wombat.
It's called the Wombat 5000, and this is how it works. You take two empty bottles and an old headband, sweatband, and you tape the bottles to the headband, and you put it on, and then you just walk into the wall repeatedly. And you will see the universe.
So it only has one game, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's called See the Universe.
But it comes with the game.
And it only costs $99.99.
Price leader. Hi, Shipwreck. Do you have any game accessories that nobody's going to buy coming out?
I think I'm the only one that does not have that.
Good. Somebody. It's like when everybody starts getting superpowers, it's too much. Same thing with Arrow. Can't everybody participate?
Arrow. I could talk about my complaints with Arrow, but it's probably for another show.
We just watched the latest episode, I believe.
It's good. It's not that the show is bad. I still am enjoying it. It's just there's too many cooks in the kitchen now. There's too many heroes, just like you just said.
Right, everybody doesn't need to be a hero. It's okay doesn't know karate. It's okay.
It's okay.
Every character needs to know karate.
Not everyone needs to hang out in the Arrow Cave looking for muggers to beat up. I don't need everybody.
Just dropping in.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, I'm part of the team now. I'm the new Black Canary. I'm like, no, go away. Hey, your little sister's now been trained in martial arts.
In less than a year.
Now she's going to fight crime with you. I'm like, no, she's not. Just stop it. Just stop it all.
I can't believe a DC comic character TV show has gone awry.
Yeah. You know what's getting really good is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I watched that new episode last night. It was pretty good. So
I don't believe it.
I'm telling you, you need to catch up again with on season
two.
It's too late.
We're done with that one.
Yeah. Mrs. Chibi's not going to watch it. So, yeah.
I think Shipwreck should be watching it. He's the Marvel guy.
There's not superheroes on that.
You should watch Agent Carter, too, but we mentioned that already.
That's boring.
And there are superheroes now in S.H.I.E.L.D.
Too late.
They even made Mockingbird a regular. You like Mockingbird? Everyone likes Mockingbird.
Nobody knows who Mockingbird is.
I don't know who Mockingbird is.
Bobby Morse. She was married to Hawkeye. Co-leader and founder of the West Coast Avengers? Really? No? Nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing? West Coast Avengers was the shit. Right. Never mind.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I found a vagina today.
I was waiting for you to just drop that in. Explain to us, to all of us, how you found a vagina.
There, I was taking Ty to school, and on my block, there was just one of those rubber vaginas that you usually don't happen to see lying on the sidewalk.
Now, were you like the only person who stopped to stare at this thing and be like, what?
No. I took Ty to school and then I took a picture of it on the way back.
There was a line of people taking pictures.
Like I can imagine other people stopping and going and like doing a double take. At least the double take.
I think there was a penis pump as well, right?
Was that part of the...
I don't know.
You're the expert around here, Ship. I don't know.
Apparently I am. I looked at the thing and couldn't figure out how they both fit together. So
I noticed later that there was a little black dildo coming up out of the snow as well.
Really?
Yeah. So I think there was a few different objects there.
Maybe it was like a bachelor party, like prank gifts from a bachelor party.
Yes.
And they just kind of dumped them out, you know, like, I don't need this junk, and left it on the ground.
Or maybe it was a really perverted snowman that melted.
Nice.
Yeah. You can see the butthole too.
Yes, yes, we all saw the butthole. Thanks. Thanks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
I don't know. I didn't see one of those today, other than the one you took a picture of.
So. I got some packages in the mail today.
Was it a penis pump?
It was not a penis pump. I got one package. I got one package from my good friend, Mr. Shipwreck. He sent me some Hot Wheels that he found and a Batman t-shirt.
That's nice.
It was. It was very nice of him, and I thank him for that publicly.
You can also be assured that that means that I'm done looking for these Batman Hot Wheels.
That is quite all right. You've done more than I could ask for. Although I was in a Toys R Us today, and I did make sure that you had all the Amiibos that they were selling. So,
well, that's fine. But that's easier to look through. The Hot Wheels are such a pain in the ass.
They
to look
are.
Through.
They too are many. A pain in the ass to look through. There are too. They put up too many and too many like too many that no one wants.
And then, like, you can only look. There's what, like, maybe 16 rows of them.
Mm-hmm.
And to read what they are, you can either flip through them all, which nobody's going to do. So instead, you have to contort your body to read the bottom of the packages.
Yep, that's the skill. That's the way you do it.
To see if any of them say Batman on them.
Does your Target, mine has a sign up that says we will not look for specific Hot Wheels in the back?
No, there are not enough Hot Wheel people at my Target, apparently.
Yeah, mine has a sign up that says that, which is really annoying. I also got another package in the mail today.
Wait, it's really annoying because you've asked them and they wouldn't do it?
No, I've never asked them, but, you know.
Is that true? Wait a minute.
No, I've never asked them. That
is you the reason they put the sign up, Wombat?
No, the sign was up before I knew about these collector Hot Wheels, and I always thought it was weird that they had that sign up, and now I know why.
Because you're a Hot Wheels guy now.
Because I guess so. Although I was setting up track in the house. I took a picture of it. I tweeted it out. I tweeted out a picture of me with the track I built. It's pretty cool. So I still got that going for me. It's not like they just sit dormant in the house.
They're leading an active life.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's important.
I got a package from CAG user and show listener at Griffith Zach on Twitter. And he sent me his old Vita.
His old Vita? What do you mean? He got a new Vita?
He must have, because this one is I mean, it has everything. It's not like I'm trust me, this is the furthest thing from a complaint you'll ever hear. I am thoroughly grateful and I love it and it's awesome and thank you so much. And now I have a Vita. I'm currently downloading a whole bunch of games because I have a whole bunch of games already. My instant collection, as PlayStation would want me to call it.
Congratulations, and your memory card is full.
Yeah, right? Well, he sent me two.
Wow.
2 8-gigabyte cards.
Did he buy you lunch also?
No, he did not buy me lunch. Who bought me lunch? So, yes, CAG did buy me lunch last Friday. I should give him a shout-out as well. But then again, big thank you to Griffith Zach on Twitter. You could follow him and you could also thank him. Super, super
maybe
nice.
Maybe he'll send you a Vita.
I doubt it. But he did request that I make a small donation to the American Cancer Society, which I am more than happy to do. That's what he asked for in return. So I will be more than happy to make a donation to the American Cancer Society. Hopefully I'll get a chance to take care of that tomorrow.
Going
to
send them your old PSP?
I'm going to send them my old PSP. Here, I hope someone can use this. No, I'll donate proper. Scott HDC on Twitter sent me lunch on Friday. So Luncheon is a resounding success.
Are we just going to have a section at the beginning of the show now where Wombat thanks everybody who sent him stuff?
I don't get it's like you don't say like someone sends me something every week. It just so happens two people sent me something. I think the last time I got something was a year ago.
Three people.
Three. You. I'm sorry. I forgot. You count too. I'll thank you every week just for being a friend. And if you threw a party and invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from Cheapy, and the card attached would say from Wombat.
Moochion.com, I think, should be your new website.
Luncheon, I'm telling you, I was surprised that it worked. That's all I have to say. And now I can talk about Vita stuff. Like remote play and playing it on the train and giving my daughter the 3DS.
That's really exciting.
I know. See? Right. Everybody wins.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
How about some show feedback?
Sure, you picked it out this week, so...
I figured I would help you out.
I appreciate that. Regarding the Order 1886... Oh, this is from J. Jacobson, or Jacobson J. Regarding the Order 1886, was it the style and the tone of the game that made you not like it in any way, or was it just the story and the gameplay?
It was mostly the gameplay. It's, you know, the story these days, I don't expect this, any story to be too exciting. But at least I expect, you know, cutting-edge third-person gameplay and not recycled stuff. So, that's all. Anything else I can pretty much live with.
Cool.
I got a good Watch This Bitches movie that we saw this weekend. Nightcrawler. Have you guys seen that one?
That's the X-Men movie, right?
No.
It's a movie about X-Men?
No.
Then why do I care?
Is it about worms?
No.
You're making me care less.
It's, oh, wait, what's the guy's name who's in the movie? I already forgot his name.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Right. Thank you. Yeah, he plays like a crazy guy who becomes a guy who records accidents, scenes of accidents, and sells them to the local news. It was pretty pretty weird and wild movie. I would recommend it, though, definitely.
It's supposed to be pretty dark, right?
It is, yeah. It's like American Psycho. In fact, his character is very similar.
Do I know the ending of this movie before I watch it?
No, I don't think you do, actually.
Okay. Because from the trailers, it just seemed like I'd already seen the whole movie and figured out the plot.
Everything goes horribly wrong.
No, I mean, I don't know that I watched the trailer. I try not to watch too many trailers these days because they give away so much now.
Did you watch the new Avengers trailer?
No, I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
I don't think so. I haven't watched the Star Wars trailer yet.
They don't really show much in that one.
I'm pretty strong not watching that.
Are strong with the force you are.
Yeah. Yeah, but Nightcrawler. I would definitely recommend Nightcrawler. You can rent that shit right now.
Okay. Yeah. I watched Big Hero 6.
That's a good movie.
It's a good movie. I liked it. That's all I got. It's good. It's cute. We watched it with the kids. We bought it on Blu-ray. And there you go. It looks great on my TV. And it was a good time.
I think I cried twice during that.
Did you really? That's not, really funny.
Maybe three times.
I watched it.
Fine. Four times.
My son is at the age where he asks a question about everything that's going on screen.
Right. So annoying.
And we watched it on the using the Xbox One. So I could turn on the controller with the headset plugged in. And I just put the headset on and listened to the movie on my headset.
You put the headset on and it blocked out your son?
Yes.
That is cold. I don't think I would even do that. Wow.
He's still asking, who's that? What's that guy do? Is he a good guy or a bad guy? Wait, what happened to the brother? I'm like, I'm just... And my wife is like, this is why we can't take you to a movie theater.
Right, right. Was she talking about you or your son?
Both. So that was pretty funny.
Nice.
Yes.
I can't see. So I have this new recording setup now where I have this acoustic shield, which is like, you know, that acoustic foam with like a metal case. It's like a quarter of a recording booth, basically. And I can't really see what I'm talking inside of it. It makes it kind of difficult. I have screens that I can only half see.
You posted a picture of that thing, the most ridiculous way to record a show.
It is. I think people are going to have to live with more echo because,
Regret it? Is that why?
Well, it's very hard.
It's like a vagina in the snow. Instant regret.
Well, I don't know if that's regret, but I can't. I can only see like the top, 10% of my monitor. And the green light from the microphone is basically right between my eyes, and it's making me very dizzy. So, I don't know.
This sounds like a fantastic setup. I like this purchase.
I don't know. Yeah, it folds
what
up.
What were you thinking like, when you made that purchase?
Well, you know, it's when you buy stuff online, you can't really see how it sits on your desk.
If you had a big black thing in front of your computer monitor while you were trying to look at it that you couldn't see your computer monitor.
But I have two computer monitors and
it was like,
big,
oh, this costs money. I have money. Click.
I am trying to produce a quality product, and I thought that this could help for a
This is episode 398. You want to start a quality product now?
I'm just talking about the audio quality. I'm not talking about the content. I like trying to have a good sound, at least.
I've given up on the content.
You know who else was obsessed with having a good sound? Phil Spector. Are you Phil Spector?
I don't know. I haven't shot anybody.
Exactly. So to get rid of the stupid screen.
Jason Isbell has a song about that.
Stupid screen?
No.
Oh. Stupid screen. Stupid screen.
Stupid screen in America, I think it's what it would be called.
That's not sad enough.
And he dies at the end.
The screen?
Yes.
Oh. What's going on here? Are we at new releases?
Yes.
I thought we were we're not. Okay.
I can't see this so good. So you guys
another question. I didn't know if you wanted to get to answer it.
Oh, yeah. Can you read it? The font is too small and the screen is too far.
Vertigo has to say, I blew through Avengers Earth Mightiest Heroes based on your recommendations and it was great. Have any other animated suggestions that don't require a lot of previous comic knowledge? I would strongly recommend Batman the Brave and the Bold. It is also...
No, that's no good.
It's great. It's great because it gives you a good knowledge of obscure characters, and it's a lot of fun, especially with kids.
Too silly.
Also, of course, Justice League and Justice League Unlimited.
That's the one.
They're both great.
You watch Justice League first and then Justice League Unlimited.
Yes, they go in order.
Yeah, that's the correct answer.
There you go.
Also, Hong Kong Phooey. Pretty good.
He is the number one super guy. He is faster than the human eye.
All right. What else we got here? How about some new releases?
Okay. I've been playing some Scream Ride.
How is that?
Xbox One.
I played the demo.
Did they send that to you?
They did.
Oh.
I'm liking it.
Do you hear the sound of Wombat's jealousy?
I do. That's he did not get enough like. Free stuff in the mail this week.
I know. I can't complain, can I? No, enjoy your Scream Ride. You're right.
You can, apparently.
No, you can. You can't. It's fine. I'm just going to be over here. No, it's how is it? People it's think good. I'm serious and I can't handle
it. There's a demo, you know.
Yeah, there is a demo. You can try that.
I know. I played the demo.
I've only played so far the riding mode where it's an on-rails. It's a roller coaster game, but it's split up into a riding mode, a design mode, and a demolition mode. And in the riding mode, basically you're just trying to get as many like skill points and everything and get through the track without flying off of it. And you get like extra points for being up on two wheels and hitting the boost button at the right time and everything like that. But it's not like earth shattering or anything, but it's fun.
It's like three games in one, really, right?
Yeah.
That's the gist I got from the demo.
Yeah. And I haven't tried really the other two parts of the game yet.
I did.
How are those?
They're fun. It's fun. Which one did you try?
I did just the riding stuff. So the, just where you're.
Oh, you're driving. You're driving. Yeah. Okay. The one, when you're actually building the coaster, it seems pretty involved. So if you like that type of game, I think you'll be pretty satisfied for this, especially since it has those two other modes, which are completely different.
I like the setting and the tone of it as well. It's got a kind of Portal style to it. The sarcastic testing facility.
Kind of cute. I would wait for a sale, but...
Yeah, $40. I'm sure there's a lot of content there.
Oh, it's $40?
That's what it says for Xbox One, $40. There's a lot of content, but I don't know. It didn't come out at retail, right? It's just a downloadable game?
Oh, it didn't? I thought it did. I could be wrong.
It may have. I'm not sure, but...
I don't know. Let's fight about it.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I tried the demo. I'm also playing some Shiftlings that came out for PlayStation 4 and Xbox One and, I don't know, PC probably. It's a puzzle platformer where you control two different characters and they're tethered together. They're like space aliens that are, I don't know, like janitors, I guess.
Okay.
And they're tethered together, and one of them drinks this fizzy drink and then farts. And so then his suit becomes full of fart and he gets real big. And so that's the whole puzzle mechanic, I guess, to the game, is that you have one guy who's small and can jump into and can fit into different spaces, and then a guy that's tethered to him that's
farting.
Farty guy.
He's like, he could use him like as a, he could bounce on him and mm-hmm. he floats, and he, depending on, you know, for different puzzle mechanics, you can use that to solve specific puzzles.
Right. And you can then fart and the other guy becomes the fart guy.
Exactly.
You can swap the two. It's cute. The controls take a little bit of time to get used to, because it is a lot of swapping between the characters, and you have one button that farts and one button that swaps.
Tell me about it.
Yep. Have you been playing it, Wombat?
No, I have it. I downloaded it. I watched some video on it, but since it didn't go live until today, I just didn't have a chance prior to recording.
He has been farting a lot, though.
But I have been farting a lot. And I did check, and they do sell Scream Ride on Amazon, so I'm assuming that there is a retail version.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
They sell codes on Amazon, though. You sure it's not a code?
Well, I would be surprised if they would ship a code in 2 to 3 days.
I'm guessing it is out on disc, just yeah. Like Zoo Tycoon was.
And it is $40.
Yeah. It'll get cheaper.
Yeah, it'll be a deal with gold, or it'll be a gold game. A gold game. It's possible.
Let's see what else came out. I know Cheapy has been playing some of the Homeworld Remastered Collection on Steam.
I have been playing that. That is a lot of fun until you get to the mission where you can't do it and you die 500 times in a row and you just keep doing it over and over again and you can't figure out what to do. It's the game's – have you guys ever played the original?
No.
I haven't either. But it's, you know, it's an RTS spaceship game with really cool dogfights. The way the single player mode goes is you have it's a campaign mode, but you keep your fleet from mission to mission. So if I just barely make it through a mission and like my ships are blown up and I start the next mission,
Are blown up.
Yeah, and then you're kind of screwed. And I'm in this place now where like I have like all my ships aren't blown up. I have a lot of ships, but they seem to be the wrong type of ships. I'm supposed to blow up asteroids. I'm getting my ass kicked by an asteroid belt.
Have you tried using a triangle that spins around real fast? Those are good for
just don't hit on the gas. You just want to stay in the middle and spin.
No, I have to shoot them. I've literally spent hours on this one mission. It's sad, but the game is really fun. I'm thinking to just move on to the second one, because I don't know what to do.
I've heard that about these games, that people have gotten stuck before. I know people at work that have played it and they were talking about it. So
I went back a mission and it's hard. It's tough. It's going to be tough. I'm hoping the second one is more forgiving, but I have no idea if that's the case, but it looks great. You know, I got my new graphics card, and it runs awesome on 1440p with everything jacked up. But I can't play it anymore because I'm telling you, hours on this Mission 6, the Diamond Shoals. I mean, I don't know if anybody suffered like me, but yeah, hours. But that sounds like fun for you, Homeland Remastered Collection. What else? This week,
Ollie Ollie 2, Welcome to Ollywood, came out for PlayStation 4 and is free for PlayStation Plus. So
I downloaded it, but I haven't tried it yet.
Oh, nice.
I have not either, but I really liked the first one.
I like a free game.
Isn't it on the Vita also?
It is on the Vita. Are you going to do that on the Vita?
I believe it's downloading as we speak. I set a whole bunch of games to download, so...
I actually preferred to play the first one on the Vita. For some reason on the PS4, I was getting this weird lag that pretty much made that game unplayable. You have to be terrible at this game, don't you, Wombat?
I don't know. I haven't played the first one.
Oh, okay.
It's hard, right?
You're going to be terrible at this.
I assume I'll be terrible, but yeah, I mean, I'll take your word for it. I'm also downloading Rogue Legacy onto my Vita because I'm a glutton for punishment, so.
That's a great game.
Yeah, it is.
That's great on the Vita.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy you got a Vita.
Me too.
Welcome to the world of indie games, Wombat.
Yeah, right? And I have so many because I do download a bunch on the PlayStation 4. So, in some I haven't even played yet. So, it's good. You know, I have...
You're really coming in at a good time with the Vita because you don't have to pretend like you want to play the AAA like games that they tried to put out for that thing.
Nope.
To begin with. You don't have to suffer through the Uncharted's and... all that nonsense.
I could just play the PS Plus stuff, and I can play it and enjoy it. Yeah, exactly.
It's good. It's perfect.
I may never buy a game on that thing. It's very possible. Exactly.
That's what's nice about it.
Mm-hmm.
Great strategy.
Thank you.
Ooh, thank I meant by Sony.
Mm. Right. Let's never sell games. Who actually wants to sell software?
I'm looking forward to playing through Counter-Spy for the fourth time. So. Have you downloaded that yet, Ship? Or Cheapy?
No.
It's free now.
We'll get to it.
Okay.
I didn't even know I was getting Ali Ali 2 for free. I'm just learning these things.
You're getting Ali Ali 2 for free. You're getting Counter-Spy for free. Valiant Hearts. Oddworld
New and Tasty.
Oddworld New and Tasty, yeah. And Valiant Hearts. Which
really? That's free too?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, very good games this month.
Yeah, no, it's a really good set of games. I started playing Valiant Hearts last night. That's what I decided to play with all the free. I'm like, what do I play? So I played Valiant Hearts. And that game is pretty good. It's a little slow. It looks really cool. I really do dig that the art style and what they're going for. But it does move a little slow. So... I'll stick to it. I have a feeling it's probably very short. So, what the heck? I started playing Rayman Legends on the One, and I'm further now on the One than I was in the PlayStation 4. So I guess I'm sticking with that version.
Are you sticking with calling it the One?
Yes. I've been doing that for a long time now.
You're falling right into their plans, Wombat.
I know the One Macy's one day sale. Yeah, no, that game is good. You know, it's a little tidbit about the Legends on the Xbox One. It's worth playing just to at least get the first achievement, because I think it's one of the few games that I know of where the achievement art actually is, like, designed to be a wallpaper. So, there you go.
Cool.
One wallpaper.
For the One.
For the One. The One.
Please
the
refer one to it as the all-in-one entertainment system.
Where's my marketing sheet?
Yeah, get that
Where's
ready.
My one sheet?
But I'm bummed.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else here, Ship, in new releases?
That new Donkey Kong, that Mario versus Donkey Kong game comes out this week.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. That's the one that's cross-buy between 3DS and Wii U.
Nice.
Awesome. It's
the future. Welcome to the future.
Totally.
All right, how about a word from our sponsor, our returning sponsor, Wombat, Harrys.com.
I'm very excited for this for so many reasons. One is I have the product. It is such a high-quality, gorgeous product when it comes in the box. And I'm not just saying that because they sent me a box. But full disclosure here, I was a Dollar Shave Club guy for a long time. Mm-hmm. And if you're just holding the two razors in your hand, you instantly feel the difference.
It's like heavy.
You could literally, no joke, feel the quality just in the weight of the handle and the size of the blades. Of the Harrys, I should specify. They're all about Harrys. And so instantly I'm already impressed. I have not gotten rid of the beard yet. I've only used it to kind of, to trim the non-beard areas.
But the neck area?
Yeah, exactly. But I am a man of my word. And before this weekend is through, maybe if there's a snow day tomorrow, which it looks like may happen, I will film myself probably a very short YouTube video of me shaving my beard off with the Harry's razor. I am a man of my word. I'll try to take some good before, during, and after photos. And yeah, I'm excited to get rid of it. It just it's just been a crazy weekend, so I wasn't able to do it this weekend when I wanted to, but it's gonna happen, and it's gonna happen soon, very, very soon.
Nice. So we have a $5 off coupon code. It's CADCAST. So if you just go to harrys.com, you'll check out. They have these really nice sets, and they're cheap to begin with. They're actually very well priced to begin with. So once you add that CADCAST coupon code, I mean, you can get something shipped to your door for $10. That looks pretty nice. Did you use any of the shaving cream or aftershave? Yeah,
no, it's really great stuff. And again, I say this as someone who was a customer of their competitor and immediately canceled.
Nice.
Like, I immediately canceled. As soon as that came in the mail, I'm like, you know what? Because there was part of me was like, well, I'm going to hedge my bets. What if they send me it and I don't like it? Like, these are all very possible things. And I could sit here and then would have to lie to everybody, which I guess I would do. But now I'm happy because I don't have to lie to you. I got a very good product that I'm extremely happy with, and I canceled the other one. So forget the other guys.
Immediately canceled. Chip
immediately canceled. No joke. I'm like, this is great. I'm canceling.
I picture like your wife is on the phone and you're like, honey, get off the phone. I need to cancel immediately. What are you doing?
Why, yes, we would love to have your $1 billion. Get off the phone. Click. And I swiped it out of her hands.
Right. Excellent. So definitely go to harrys.com and, use coupon code CADCAST. Just give it a try. You'll see what you get for your money is you'll be very impressed, I think.
Yeah, the starter set for $15, you get a razor, the shaving cream, and 3 razor blades. It's a great deal.
You can choose, the shaving cream or aftershave, I think. One of the kits you can choose. I like both of them, actually. So I'm not quite sure which one to tell you to get, but they're both pretty good.
Exactly. They experience. Smell nice. You can experience a clean, close, comfortable shave with Harry's. Go to harrys.com. That's HARRYS.com.
Great. All right. Let's move on to multi-platforming and Wombat's news and stuff.
Best Buy's going down the highway of bankruptcy.
Life is a highway.
They announced that they're making $30 the new price of Gamers Club Unlocked.
Right, which is 20% off all new games for 2 years.
2 years is a long time.
And you get 10% trade-in bonus, and you also get 10 – oh, maybe that's it. Is that all you get? That's all you get,
well,
I think.
You get 20% off of
Amiibos.
Amiibos and Skylanders and Disney Infinity characters.
But not things like game controllers and headsets,
no,
right?
No.
That's kind of weird that they draw the line.
Maybe they'll add that soon to just speed themselves along that highway.
Yeah, like because that would be pretty amazing because, you know, controllers are expensive.
They can't have any idea what they're doing here, right?
They don't even know how to activate them in the store. So.
I know, but I was reading
my Facebook comments and just people, I don't even know who it was because I don't know who's posting things on Facebook, but they were talking about the Gamer Club Unlocked and one guy was complaining that his store would only give him the 20% off on games the first day of release.
That can't be. It's in the computer.
I don't, trust me, I don't know.
Maybe they have a virus.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's just very clear. At one point, they put together this plan, which was like, okay, we can offer this thing for $200 or $120 or whatever.
Was that the original price?
I think $200 was a price at some point. But somebody did the math to like figure out that, okay, we're not going to lose too much money this way. People are going to come in. They're going to buy something else here.
Right. 20% off a new release game is equals $12. Them losing money on the game.
Yeah. Like losing like $7 on a $60 game.
And then when that person goes and trades the game back to them in a couple of weeks with a Gamers Club Unlocked bonus and there are some other bonus going on, I mean, they're really, I mean.
Like you did a week ago.
Like I did a week ago. I mean, what's going on?
I don't know.
I think they're banking on customers not being smart enough to use this. But the problem is the customer has to be smart enough to get this in the first place.
Persistent.
Right. They know what the benefits are. Like, they're going to use it. It's, I love it. I mean, don't get me wrong, but I would not sign up for too many years of it.
Right. You don't wanna, yeah. I mean, I just pre-ordered Battlefield Hardline for PC. So it was 20% off. Plus they're giving out $10 in gift cards or reward certificate, whatever. So that's pretty cheap. That's a pretty good deal.
I wonder if
Scream when they used to have that $5 gamer gift card.
Uh-huh. I think we all remember the $5 gamer gift card.
Where it was basically just like Best Buy giving you $5.
For no reason. Yeah. Who's running the gaming show over there?
Gamer gift card was pretty awesome, though.
Well, yeah. It was just $5.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it was. Here's $5. Yeah. Here's the $5 that we were going to make off this video game, and we're going to give it back to you.
I would like this gift card, please. Sure. How much would you like us to put on it? 50 cents? Can you put a dime on a gift card?
What is going on over there? You know, once we had a guy who I got an email from a guy who worked at Best Buy in the gaming department, you know, for the website, for the company, at corporate. And he wanted to, you know, have a meeting with me on the phone to see what they could do on Cheap Ass Gamer. And he saw what, I think it was Josh was doing for Kmart. And he knew what, you know, Tony was doing for Amazon. And he was interested in doing something like that for Best Buy. And it was really, you know, I spoke to him on the phone and he was very interested. And, you know, we had a nice long conversation about what we were going to do together. And then, like, I followed up with him like a week later or something, and he had left Best Buy. It's like, okay. Yeah, you know, Tony's gone from Amazon completely now.
I did not know that.
I saw on Facebook.
Oh. Did he go somewhere else?
I don't know where he went.
Oh, yeah, I didn't say you didn't tell us where he went. Just
I just don't know. I'm sure
I hope he's somewhere else. That's
he went somewhere. Okay. He left, I think.
Okay. That's better. That's good.
What else we got here in the multi-platforming area?
PlayAsia sent me my copy of Puyo Puyo Tetris that came today.
I don't even know what that is.
I believe it's a Tetris game.
I know that much.
And a Puyo Puyo game.
And a Puyo Puyo game. And it's also Pachinko.
I got it for Xbox One. It's also out for PlayStation 4. Both versions are region free, so yeah, it's just a really good Tetris and Puyo Puyo game. It's got a story mode that I cannot understand. I figured out that if I hit the menu button, the hamburger button, that it skips that. But it's bright, it's colorful, it's got online multiplayer.
Your daughter seems to be enjoying it.
She does. She liked all of the Japanese characters. There's a dog character. She's big into dogs. But I don't know.
Someone's getting a dog.
It's a quality game. Nah, she'll just watch this. It'll be fine.
Dogs. There's too many dogs in the city, Wombat.
There are dogs all over the city. I was one of those people once, and I regret it.
It's too much duty. There's too many people. You can't have any more duty here.
You know what? I think it's probably 50-50 if it's actually dog or human.
No, maybe. But whatever, still, that's my point. It's too much duty already. Don't make more duty.
It's true. If there were no dogs, it'd be 50% less poop.
At least.
Mm-hmm.
It's just too much.
Sorry, are you guys still talking about poop?
No, it's okay. You could talk about something else.
Okay. Now, I was just wondering if I did Twitch streaming of this, if then Cheapy could translate what in the world these people were saying in this game.
Ty could do it.
No, maybe his wife.
Ty could do it.
Ty could do it.
That sounds all right.
You should. I did some more Twitch over the weekend.
He could at least tell me what all the menus are. Like, I opened up this game, and the manual for it is like probably 20 pages long. Full-color manual.
Right, that's just not done anymore.
Right. Like, what? I was not expecting a manual at all. It's a Tetris and Puyo Puyo game. Like how it
what
is
Puyo Puyo? I don't even
Dr.
know.
Dr. Mario.
Oh, thank you. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I mean, I was embarrassed to ask. I do. Huh. So, see?
I'm in a world where I'm embarrassed to ask what Poyo Poyo is.
But you just talked about human feces on the ground and street vaginas.
It's not mine.
Yeah, it's basically Dr. Mario. It's the subtle Dr. differences Mario. There, like with how the stuff falls. But you guys know what Poyo Poyo is. It's
okay.
the little slime guys.
Whatever.
You guys have never played a Poyo Poyo game?
No, I haven't. Sorry. I've played Dr. Mario.
It's close.
I like Dr. Mario.
But and I went ahead and imported this. It was I think it cost me like $50 to import. But
sounds like a lot for Dr. Mario.
Well, the thing is, like, I don't think this game is ever gonna come out in North America because
they'll announce it next week.
You think Sega's gonna bring this over?
I have no idea.
I don't think Sega's gonna bring this over.
Yeah,
they're not
never
quite
know.
In a position to do that.
They've done crazier things.
Sure.
Name one.
They made all those Sonic games.
How about Sony? Should we talk about Sony? And GDC is going on right now as we speak. So
woo!
The bombs
GDC!
Are dropping. You can hear
GDC,
them going
which
off.
Stands for God damn it, Cheapy.
Right. I didn't do anything. I've never been to GDC. It's not my fault. I would like to go, I think.
Are you into virtual reality?
Yeah. Yes.
Who doesn't love Jamiroquai?
So, Sony...
Wow, nothing? Really, nothing?
It's insanity.
Wow. I know. It's virtual insanity.
Yeah, but the video is weird, so it's like reality. So Sony showing that Project Morpheus again, and they announced some of the specs for it, which are higher than people had thought, and they said it's going to come out the first half of 2016. And they had some demos on display, and people are excited because it's a higher quality product than they thought was coming.
You know, when you want to release a high-dollar add-on to your console?
After right. Christmas?
After Christmas. Maybe even the middle of summer.
It could be around Easter.
If you have to push it back.
If you have to push it back, just push it back to, let's say, July. It's a good good time to launch that. That's not coming out first half of 2016. There's no way.
It seems unlikely. It just seems hard that this can make money at this point.
Well, yeah, let me take that back. I think there is a way it comes out in 2016, the first half. I don't think that's a good idea, but the last time Sony launched something in that time frame was the Vita, I believe, that came out in like a February time frame.
But this is on a whole other level of obscurity.
Yeah, at least the Vita is a completely different animal. At least that's a self-standing... self-sufficient, you know, gaming console. It's not a peripheral.
This is an accessory that is going to cost almost as much as the console.
And I just don't see the point.
Well, they have really supported their past peripherals.
That's true. There are so many Move games out there.
You had the Move.
Wonderbook.
You had the Wonderbook.
Pretty sweet.
PlayStation I.
Mm-hmm. You have the PlayStation Camera.
Mm-hmm. These are all classic peripherals. That is true.
I mean, that's the peripheral that's out right now. They've just been killing it with that camera.
Well, Playroom is apparently fun, right? Playroom?
It's fun, but there needs to be more.
And don't people make pornos with it?
Yes.
Or do they not do that anymore?
I'm not sure. They might have caught on to that. Oh. No, I mean, that's...
And don't you need the camera to use this thing, too?
Yes, you'll need the camera and you'll need Move. Move controllers.
Oh, I don't have either one of those things.
The problem is, I think what people are expecting is not realistic. I think maybe people who just see the news about virtual reality and think, oh, Project Morpheus, I'm going to be playing the next Assassin's Creed game in virtual reality. I'm just going to push a button and the next Assassin's Creed game is going to be in VR. And I don't think that we're really close to that happening.
People want that? Is that something people want?
I think that's what people... Well, what else do people want? Just demos, tech demos?
I mean, don't you want like a virtual reality type experience where, you know, like that game that you guys, the Eve game?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that what you want? You don't want to play Assassin's Creed in virtual reality. That would just be, it would be disorienting. And I mean, you want that too.
You want it all. Why do I have to choose what I want?
I don't know. Excuse me, Freddie Mercury.
Wombat, people don't understand that it requires a lot of processing power to do virtual reality. Did you know that, Wombat?
Does it require RAM?
No, it requires GPU.
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what GPU is?
I do know what GPU is, yes.
What is it?
It's the processing unit.
Of what? What is the G?
General processing
unit? No, next.
The grand processing unit?
No, that's good, though. They should have one. It should add one of those.
The giant processing unit?
No, come on.
Come on, I know what it is. I don't know. What does the G stand
for? The G is the most important part.
It is?
Yes.
Wow.
It's graphics.
Oh, graphics processing. Well, you know, it's because you put me on the spot.
I understand.
If you asked me when we weren't recording a show, I would have said graphics.
Right. So I was looking.
That's because, as we all know, I love bongs.
So I was looking up, you know, I was just trying to learn a little bit more about this. And on NVIDIA's site, they're saying that to really have something look good in virtual reality, you need to run it at least 60 frames per second, but 75 frames per second is preferred. And you're doing basically double processing because you've got the two channels on the VR. So it's basically the same as running a game in 4K in terms of the processing power required. And we know that these consoles are not going to be running, you know, complicated games in 4K. It's just not enough power there. So I think people need to set their expectations on what kind of games we're going to get and the amount of games that are going to come out. I mean, it's just
bouncing a ball, VR.
You're going to get a bunch of small games, probably like indie games, basically. I don't know. Like, who's going to make games for these things?
You're going to get Eve Valkyrie because they announced that.
Which is great, which I can't wait. And look, trust me, I'm going to buy this shit right away. I'm just talking about the general public here. I think it's just a very uphill battle.
I will not be buying this right away. I doubt I'll be buying it a long time from now.
I don't know what I'm going to buy. I'm not that interested in it at all. I like Eve Valkyrie a lot. That's a fun thing to play at events. I don't know how long that's going to like capture my attention for a $300 peripheral. But
right, what kind of like is that really going to be like a full fledged game? Eve Valkyrie? Do we really know? I mean, what kind of AAA titles can we really expect for these?
That could be
general?
That's the one that I've seen. That is like, they could turn this into a full game.
Because they have FU money from Eve, they could just be like, hey, who cares if it makes money or not?
Right.
These other companies aren't really willing to play that game, I think. Plus, it's good. They can just use it as a promotion. It's really just a marketing tool for Eve.
So would this be the one you're going to get? You're going to get the PlayStation
no.
one?
No.
You're going to get all of them?
No. I mean, I would get the one for PC because I have a strong GPU, Wombat, which you now know what that means.
That's the general processing.
The grand
poobah umpire.
So I know that I'm ready to run these games with the power that is needed. And I don't know. I just don't see what's going to be on PlayStation or Xbox with the power
on
that
Xbox,
they have.
Right?
Well, they have their holodeck, hololens,
but that's not. Is that an Xbox thing now?
I don't know. That shit's never coming out. I don't know. I just the Morpheus thing. I think we need to set our expectations low.
How many of these is Target going to carry? Those are going to be the ones that I pick up.
I don't know. I mean, if you look at it, I mean, just the history of video game accessories. None of them has been successful except the Kinect, and that's because Microsoft put $500 million into the marketing campaign. So
and,
I don't
and
think
even
Sony,
that success is like, I mean, it's not a success.
It was a success for what it was, but Do you think?
But that's just it, though. It's success for what it was. It's still success with an asterisk.
And it ended. It ended. It had its. It went ran its course, and then Microsoft fucked it up in the Kinect 2. But I don't think that Sony or any of these guys, Oculus or any of these dudes, are going to dump $500 million into marketing these products. Do you?
No.
So I wouldn't, you know, I don't envision that type of success that the Kinect saw for these.
I just can't imagine getting developers on board to make these things. Like, I mean, that's what GDC is all about, is all the developers and everything. And maybe the developers are, I can't imagine the publishers being interested in doing this. Like, you have a choice. You can either make a PlayStation 4 game, or you can make a VR game for the PlayStation 4.
Yeah, one game that has a 20 million user install base, or who knows what virtual reality is going to
have. 3% of that.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's the uphill battle that this will have. At least with PC, I could see you get a lot more demos that are put up on there that you can just get for free, or, you know, just things that you can have fun with. I don't know. I just don't put a lot of faith in there being a big software library for Morpheus.
All right, then.
That's all.
Are we done with virtual reality talk now?
It's not going away, Wombat.
Nope.
Not until they've all failed.
Just wait, Wombat. Guess who else has a virtual reality system coming out? Valve.
Good for them.
Valve is partnered with HTC, who make smartphones.
I am familiar.
And supposedly, from what I've read on Engadget from our friend Ben Gilbert, or actually some of his coverage and one of his colleagues, they seem to think that this is the hot shit VR right now, like the most cutting edge unit. But who knows when that's coming out? Who knows what it's going
to
cost?
This seems like cell phone wars to me. Like, it's just ridiculous. Like, there's so many different versions of this VR stuff now, and none of them are out. Or I guess the Samsung is out. Is that right? Some Samsung Gear is out.
The problem is, it's just going to be a while before it's really virtual reality is actually a reality in terms of being useful.
Like, that was clever.
John Carmack, I think, said that it's basically, we're in the Palm Pilot stage right now. With virtual reality. And, you know, if you look at what an iPhone can do now versus a Palm Pilot, it's a pretty big difference. So Palm Pilot stage, not that exciting. But I'm still going to buy Oculus Rift when it comes out.
Have fun with that.
I will. What else we got here? I can't see my screen. I'm in my booth.
I'm not telling you.
Somebody was asking what I thought the correct price for Morpheus was, which is a really difficult question.
$199.99.
That's what it has to be, right?
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
That, like, it can't be more expensive than that, and it can't be cheaper than that.
Right, because it has too much going on. I can't imagine them being able to produce it for...
But I think at $199, they're selling it at a loss.
That's quite possible.
I don't know what's going on.
They're not
going
to sell these at a loss.
I don't.
There's no way.
I don't know what is happening.
Sony can't afford to sell these at a loss.
But it's expensive, all the stuff they have in there.
What are the chances that it never gets released?
I think they're pretty good that it never gets released.
I don't. I think they're very good at putting stuff out in the market.
I honestly have no...
That's actually a good point.
I have no call, say one way or the other. But I do think it's a possibility that it may just never be released,
or maybe just the developer version. Like, Sony just put out their version of Google Glass.
Google Glass?
Yeah,
Google
Glass. You know, Google Glass. So, you know, Google wrapped it up and like, all right, we can't. This thing sucks. And then Sony was like, hey, somebody smell an opening. And theirs is ridiculous. Have you seen the Sony one? You think the Google one looks nerdy? Oh my gosh! But that's just a developer kit. It's not an actual, you know, you can order them, but they just say it's for developers. So I don't know about Morpheus. That might go that route.
I don't want to be too down on these companies because I like that they're pushing their technology and everything to, I don't know, experiment with stuff. It's just the consumer side of it is just funny to me that
the math says no.
Right. The math says no a lot.
The math says no, 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 no. Now the heart says yes. And if you look at the last two E3s that we've been to, what have we spent the most time doing? Playing virtual mm-hmm. reality games. Because oh. not because we had appointments, because we go back to them. We just like double, you know, we double down and go back because we like the Eve game so much.
Well, you two did.
You didn't like it that much?
It's all right. It doesn't really do anything for me. No, all right. Yeah. All right. Yeah. It's not for me. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying it's great.
I'm a Wing Commander guy. That's why.
I'm, you know, not. Oh, maybe if they had pinball in there, I'd be more
There's
excited.
A song in there somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. You say tomato and I say Wing Commander.
Right. And I hate to
I'm sure Pinball FX 2 will be coming to all of these devices.
Virtual reality?
Yeah. Why not?
That would be cool.
I'm sure Telltale will as well.
That would be weird.
I'm all up in Peter Dinklage's area all of a sudden. Let's talk about Microsoft and what they've announced at GDC. Not that much.
What
really.
Did they announce at the graphics developer?
Grand developers. So Elite Dangerous is coming to Xbox One, which I was actually thinking about buying that on PC. But now I don't know. I need something to play with my new GPU Wombat.
Yeah, I don't know. I got nothing for you. Have you tried pinball?
Yeah. And also they're going to release a dongle so that you can use your Xbox One controller on your PC. All Xbox accessories on your PC, on your Windows 10 PC.
Don't make any dongle jokes. You might lose your job.
They also announced some cross-buy support for Windows 10 and Xbox One.
Yeah, how does that work exactly?
If you buy Excel on Windows 10,
get it on my Xbox.
You can look on your Xbox and see that you own Excel on Windows.
No, 10. Really, seriously, how does it work?
I think some games you'll get cross-buy, which to me that means there's a Windows Store.
Right, they're not giving me a Steam code.
Right,
obviously.
They're not giving
no,
you
I don't
Steam.
Think they're, no.
So, I mean. Sure, sounds fine. I mean, why not?
Right.
They also announced a bunch of indie games as well. So, ID at Xbox is...
Have they announced a way to easily find ID at Xbox games?
Well, you just write to ID at Xbox.
And they let you
know. They bury them any deeper in the UI?
There's usually one on the front page.
Is there?
I never see them. I somehow managed to avoid them and never to see them. Read this thing from Thorbon. I'm hiding in my booth. I can't.
Sure, sure,
it.
Sure. Thorbon 3 has to say, I listen to a lot of video game podcasts and no one ever brings up ID at Xbox games. Recent games like Numa, Breath of Life, Roundabout, Blue Estate, a Kinect light gun game, and The Escapists are all console exclusive games, not on the Wii U or the PS4.
That's not true. Well,
I know. Blue Estate, I know, is on the PS4. Yeah. Why has Microsoft not showcased these games on the dashboard in order to highlight something that console gamers can get on the Xbox One or have a promotion like the old Summer of Xbox Live Arcade campaign? Is it bad marketing? Should Microsoft bring back Xbox Live Arcade? Well, Roundabout's also on PC. That much I know also because you have that shipwreck. But anyway... Mm-hmm. I do agree with you. I've been saying it for a while now that they should be having, you know, right now PlayStation is having, what is it, the Spring Fling with its new games, where it's promoting some games and it ends with Shovel Knight coming out on the PlayStation 4.
I saw the ads on Polygon.
Yeah, exactly. But there are ads on Polygon. And they did it over the summer where they had Counter Spy and that weird game that I bought with the worm, Rainbow Worm. It's, you know, I'm surprised that Xbox is sort of has just, you know, abandoned the concept. I understand that they don't want to call it arcade anymore, but they did give ID at Xbox a name.
Kind of.
It's a name. I mean, they're building, huh?
It's like a code name, almost.
But that's what we're calling
it. It's a name that it doesn't look like should be out in the public.
Right, like a code name.
But is that necessarily a bad thing? I mean, yes. Should it be one of the tabs be store and then ID at Xbox? Should ID at Xbox be its own thing?
IDAXbox.
IDAXbox.
Perfect. Nailed it.
The idiot box. Idiox. Idiox box. Yeah, I mean, I do think that they need to start having promotions again for things like this, and that new games that are coming out that are digital exclusives, whether or not they're console exclusives or not, digital exclusives are completely getting lost. And they had that, they showed that at GDC also, what the, you know, what a big selling indie game was for the PlayStation 4 versus the Xbox One. And I think, you know, the low end for the PlayStation 4 was the high end for the Xbox One. It's pretty telling, and it's pretty, you know, it's not hard to figure out why. It's just, it's as if Microsoft really doesn't care.
Not enough money
to be made.
It's
really crazy because Summer of Xbox Live, like, it was a great campaign. Like, Wombat, name me a Summer of Xbox Live game.
Bastion.
Great. What about you, Cheapy?
You can Trials.
Do it.
Yep. What's the one I was just thinking of? Shadow Complex?
Sure.
Limbo?
Monday Night Sport thing?
Yep.
Monday Night Combat?
Like, this is a good, like, marketing campaign. I bet if we sat here, we could name at least 15 games that were in this thing. Like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Arcade. Like,
DuckTales.
Maybe?
I think so.
Could be. But
I'm trying to find those numbers, by the way.
They just threw it like,
they did, but that's just it, though. They did. It's like, oh, we have this thing, and it's we created a name that people recognize. People know what Xbox Live Arcade is.
Just and bring now, it back.
Yeah, Phil Harrison is leaving Microsoft.
That's the rumor.
That's the rumor. That was 6 minutes ago. Sorry, that's what happens when I try to find.
News.
Breaking news. But yeah, I agree with you, and I've been saying it for a while now too. It's really it's surprising and slightly frustrating.
All right. How about Wombat?
Ooh, Wombat.
You want to hear about the new changes I made to my PC?
Oh, please tell me in detail.
Well, I took out the noisy water cooled CPU system.
That's smart.
The CPU water cooler. It was making too much noise.
Did you put in a Dr. Octopus?
No. Ty keeps asking me to put in a Dr. Octopus.
I know. We talked about this last week.
So I got rid of that, and I just put in like a heat sink with a fan. And it's now my computer is completely silent. It makes no noise. You can't tell if it's on or off. I'm using it right now to record the show. It's fantastic. I'm very excited. I got thermal paste on my pants when I was doing the installation. So that was exciting. And there's also PC news from GDC, Wombat. NVIDIA is coming out with another Shield product because the world has been asking for more Shield products. They want every variation of a Shield product. So now there's a Shield console, which, now you can play Android games on your TV.
Finally. I heard they claimed that it was the first Android console.
Did they really say that?
They said something along those lines.
I watched the press conference on Twitch, and I was laughing so hard just because I had the chat up also. We're watching it on Xbox. I literally hurt myself laughing because people are just, just typing in Gabe, from Valve. Just, I don't know, just ridiculousness, just killing me. But also ridiculous is this little box, this Shield console. I just don't know that people are looking. It's 200 bucks, right?
Yes.
For what's basically an Apple TV But
and an Ouya.
And an Ouya. Yeah.
And,
I'm not
and
sure.
An OnLive, right?
And an OnLive. They have their grid streaming service too. I just don't think there's much market for a device like this. I don't know.
It's a weird play. Like, again, it's another company. Like, NVIDIA is great at tech, and obviously they have enough money that they can just do these little side projects. But is Target going to sell these? Is Walmart going to sell? I don't know what market this has.
Did they sell the other Shield?
No.
Then probably not.
The only places that I know that sold the original Shield were Micro Center and GameStop.
So there you go.
There's your two choices. I'm just curious. They say that this is 4K capable, which I believe they're talking about for streaming for showing displaying video. So in the future, when you can rent 4K movies, you'll be able to do that, I guess, via this thing or for Netflix, for the few things on Netflix that are in 4K. But I wonder if you can also stream your PC games over this too, over your home network. And I wonder if it'll do that in 4K. They haven't said yet, but
It'll be terrible.
It must be terrible. I can't imagine.
I mean, it won't be terrible because their streaming actually does work.
But 4K sounds like
that sounds like if you're in the market and you have enough power to do 4K and you have enough money to just spend $200 on an NVIDIA Shield, you probably already have your PC hooked up to either a TV or a very nice monitor.
Yeah. You're not looking to compress the signal over your network.
No, that's my biggest complaint about streaming games is like I'm fine with it for movies and music, but when I'm playing a game, I want the best graphics and I want the best controls, and that
has neither.
That's neither it, yeah.
And Valve also came out with a little box that'll let you stream. Now you can stream over Steam to your television without having a computer connected to the TV. It's like a little $50 doohickey Apple TV type thing, which will do 1080p, 60 frames per second, called Steam Link. And they also revealed the final Steam controller, which looks like it needs another stick or two. They should put three sticks on it just to fuck everybody up. They want it to be really revolutionary. And I think anything from the CAG bag here? Wombat, why don't you read one of these from the CAG bag?
Well, one of them I think you already we did last week. So I'll do the other one. Jason Garner at Darth Rook has to say, Xbox One or PlayStation 4? I have 5 and 6-year-old boys that will want to watch me play and play some too. Well, that's a good tidbit of information. This is what I would say. And you could either agree with me or disagree with me, both of you, or listeners. I'm leaning for you towards the Xbox One, and here's why. As someone with small children around that same age. When we want to play a game, it's, for some reason, it's just I know it sounds silly, but the process of switching to the PlayStation 4 takes enough time where...
Because you're already watching TV, you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah,
see that's where Microsoft was really smart
by plugging the Xbox One into the cable box and just having to push one button or just telling it what to do. It does make it a lot easier, especially when you have kids around.
But if you have Kinect, your kids will want to talk to the Kinect, and it's really annoying because it never works for the kids. And no, that doesn't matter. They'll keep trying, and then you want to smack them because as soon as you start talking. They start talking to the Xbox, and then there's no way it's going to work for either of you.
Have you ever had the...
just want to murder everybody in your family.
When you're getting ready to go, and your child isn't ready to leave the house yet, and you tell the thing to turn off.
Yes, and then you want to kill everybody.
And then they start screaming, no, 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 at the TV. Because right. That's happened to me more than once.
I can't even get that to come up because as soon as I say Xbox, he knows and he just starts spamming words. And I just, yeah.
See, I'm glad I'm not alone on this one. I feel
so much
better.
And then everybody's yelling at each other.
Yeah.
But and no, then the Xbox is laughing.
So get the Xbox without the Kinect, especially at Target next week when it's going to be like 8 cents. And I mean, really, what is it? It's
$350 with $350 a $35 gift card.
With a $35 gift card, and if you use your Target Red card, it's going to be 5% off of that. That's a pretty good deal for a new console. Run it through your cable box, so you can go directly from Sprout or Disney Junior right to Lego Marvel, and have a good time. Because honestly, the games that your kids are going to be interested in are on both consoles. So it's not really about the games at that point. It's about what's going to be easiest to not only turn on, but also turn off, which is also very important.
They're both fine. It doesn't matter.
I know. You're going to be happy either way. That is 100%.
Don't get the Kinect if you get the Xbox.
Yeah, but you could get the Xbox One without the Kinect, save a little bit of money. And if your concern is playing games with your kids, I think you'll be happy with what's there. And the ease of switching back and forth might be the way to go. Again, you're going to be fine either way. So,
right.
Have fun.
Excellent. Well, on that note, I think we should wrap it up and thank our sponsor, Harrys.com. Go to Harrys.com and use coupon code CAGCAST to get $5 off your order. Definitely check out that shaving. Those shaving kits are really cool, and you can get one shipped to your door for $10 with that coupon code CAGCAST. Go to Harrys.com. Follow us on Twitter, GBD. At New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals, anything else? You still doing that other podcast, Wombat?
Yeah, I did a new episode this week.
Shit. What was it about?
I have no idea. No, we talked about cans versus bottles versus cups.
Oh, my God. What? Really?
Yeah. I'm not making that up.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, on that bombshell, we will say goodbye and see you next week.
Brett's done.
Thinking about a new car? And check out 1985's Car of the Year. This year, kit has more amazing features and more incredible powers than ever. And September 30th, you can see them all.
I can't wait.
If you can't wait, call 1-900-210-KITT and find out more.
Michael?
Easy, buddy.